Blog Talk Radio.
Tell All Radio Live.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is your host, Princess Jazzy. And you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. Respect is celebrated. First and foremost, I gotta give a shout out on the Son of a God who continues to bless me and you. And as I said before, the biggest freak loves you. Please, but I'll judge you. Also, shout out to my team, got the Six Man Radio, salute you guys, and to the man who saw the vision first. Special shout out to Jazzy, aka Nicholas Cage, aka The Boss Man. Also, shout out to you guys who tune in every Wednesday from the beginning up until now. I truly, truly appreciate you. Alright, I decided tonight. I want to start the show off nice and well. So stay tuned and don't go nowhere because the conversation, especially the conversation that I'm going to give you, man and woman, will get you nice and ready. Now, on radio.
Tell All Radio Live.
Represent for bad bitches all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole their shine. So I better come with it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the job. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
Fallen some.
We argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. Why do I care? I care at all. Do we
girl name is Pam.
Why I just call her Vanessa? I'm on the balcony styling like I got legs on the frame. I lost that thing out the frame like I just got out of jail. She say, young, don't you quit. She say, young, don't you stop. She say, you happy to see me. I say, no, girl, that's my clock. She say, you're GTR. You just so stuck in your ways. I say, girl, what you mean? Why you still got on your J's? I say, he said, drop his day. So I'ma keep on my shoes. And you keep moaning like that, then we gon' be on the news. I like bitches with money. She like niggas with power. She said they do it again, but this time in the shower. Gone.
Even
And it's all because of your modesty that love justifies. I see the way that you look at me, stop reading my mind, my heart. Rewind, gotta control this one more time. Because I can't tell when it's real. So I'm just staying here in the middle of love and goodbye, waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm invited, because I just don't know if you're
can't seem to get over it. In the radio, we're taking it radio, better.
I can't help but turn it down when it comes on.
Feel me, put your hands up.
I know somebody out there feels it, so won't you put your hands up?
If you feel me, won't you go and put your hands up now? Yeah.
Get to the point where it's invading my mind, girl. Can't get it out, I can't get it out. I didn't wanna lose you. And now that it's over, can't seem to get over it. And the radio way making it better.
Get so wet, swimming in your body, let me dive in.
Tell All Radio Live.
Girl, I wanna freak you. I let you cuddle while I kiss your neck. I'm gonna make your love harder. You gotta be my lady. Girl, you can be my baby. Ride you to sleep just like a baby. Girl, I'm going down like the Navy. Yeah, now you really done do this. Girl, I think we should do it. Yeah. Oh, I'm going deep in you.
I'm going deep. I'm gonna need a sheet, sheet. You can feel it in your sleep, sleep, sleep.
I'm can't help it, man. If they knew what I knew, they would understand. I'm watching last night, all the time I lost her. When suddenly on my back I feel a soft touch. She right behind me, water slipping off her body, looking at me like one more time. But baby, I gotta go. I got responsibilities I gotta take care of. That's when you wrap them legs around me, and I fall victim to that lady.
Thank you.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
Hey, you guys, of course, it wouldn't be right if shit wasn't fucked up. This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and I have my co-host, Miss Sexy K. Sexy, what's your
Hey, I was just going
hey.
Just walking
hey.
Around. Can you hear me, Jazzy?
I hear you.
Oh, okay.
I hear you. And I have my boy Jay Leno. What's up, Jay?
What up?
What's poppin'?
Feel me. I'm chillin'. I always got the support.
I'm gonna need for you to get hype because I'm under the weather and, you know, I'm trying to pull it together and make myself be all extra nasty tonight, but it's hard. So I'll have to, you know, build up my nastiness tonight. I can't do it alone.
We need to get the females calling in. That's why I'm here. What's wrong with the ladies? The ladies don't want to call.
I don't know why, but the ladies are scared of me. They don't want me to overpower them. I think that's what it is.
And I'm being so rude. Sexy K, I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. Always got to check in. Are you so quiet, like a little church mouse?
Yeah. Even Prince. After he got off, he was like, "Why you be so quiet?" I said, "Y'all be in y'all little deep conversations. I'm just listening and learning too." So.
But that's good. But look. You got the overpower. See everybody be yelling and talking over each other. Just
I know, and I be wanting to do that, but I have more respect, and I'll be trying to interrupt. But I'm gonna get out of that, and I'm gonna start doing that. I told myself I was gonna do that.
Break your chair tonight.
Her ass is not gonna do it.
Yeah,
I don't care what she said.
Say hello. Stacey K means sexy. Kick your ass if you start with her.
You know what?
Let her do what you do.
Yeah.
How about that?
I wanna start the conversation off with something we were talking about last week, which is threesomes. That's what I want to talk about tonight.
Threesome.
Has anybody had a threesome? Jay Leno?
No.
Oh, dang.
Like, no.
You've never had one?
Huh?
They know. No? Oh, my gosh. I feel like a heathen. Like, I feel like...
You said no. I have.
Person.
He said no.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you. I'm a heathen.
I need somebody to call in who's had a threesome. Like, I need y'all to support me. Like, I can't...
call in.
I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the only freaky person. I'm just a freaky person. Y'all already know that. Princess Jazzy is
more free. There's more freaks in the world than just us.
I know, but I feel like I'm the only one. Let's bring in a call and tell all right now who's this, where you calling from. Are you a freak?
What's up with y'all?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
What y'all been up to, man?
We talking about freakiness. Are you a freak?
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay, threesome.
Okay.
Basically, I had a threesome the other night. basically.
Wow. And
nasty.
It was crazy.
You nasty. You don't need to hear about the
yeah, no,
what happened? I really want to know. So what happened?
I do too. Basically, as you know, the album getting ready to drop, so I had to throw a big soiree. And one thing led to another, and I'm just seeing two women just coming, taking me away from the whole party. And
I want to know what they did, though. I want to know, like, the details, because you know I'm nasty, and I like to hear things like this. So I need to know all the details. Did they suck your dick? Did they lick the tip? Did they let you come in their mouth? Like, what happened? I need to know.
All of that, yo. Like, but to be honest, all of that. You know what I'm saying? A real man, basically, if they ain't going to dog, if they ain't going to do nothing else, they going to play with the pussy along with they doing. You know what I'm saying? A 69, basically. You know what I'm saying?
So you did a 69? So you were
I had to try it. I had to do it well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hear you. There was this one I was talking about. Y'all want to hear something funny? And I know y'all going to laugh at me. But, you know, I always have to say something funny during the show. And the day before yesterday, I called myself Naring My Pussy. If you guys know what Nair is, it's something that goes on your leg to get the hair off your body without having to use a razor.
Okay.
I used it on my pussy, and I must have shut up. And I must have left some in there because I'm telling y'all, I am on edge right now. Like, I don't know.
But I did it
because, you know, I like to be, you know, nice and clean and no hair and stuff like that.
Bone.
And a lot of people.
Bone. I want my pussy to be well grown and ready.
I want her to be ready.
Okay.
Tina is always ready. Okay. That's what I named my pussy.
Who the fuck is Tina?
My pussy.
Name no pussy Tina.
Wow.
Exactly. Wow. Wait a minute. That is not a sexy name for a pussy.
Tina. If y'all could name my pussy, what would you name my pussy?
If I ever ate it in a week, it would be sweetness. But I don't know what it tastes like. So I can't give it that.
I will confirm. Do you want me to? You want me to taste it for you right now? I will confirm that it's sweet. I promise. You want me to
Well, you know what? You know, basically, I would name it Jazzy because, Jazzy is freaky. So, you know what I'm saying? You already know that if Jazzy's freaky, you can imagine what, like, down there is. Like, what? Like,
it's,
you know?
Nice and wet and tight and ready at all times. That's what it is.
I'm going to bring
somebody
else. I maybe got to come check that out then.
So, hey.
I'm going to see what somebody else would like to name my pussy. So, let's see. So, already, who's this? Where are you calling from? If you could name my pussy, what would you call it?
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
I just stay quiet right now.
Are you referring to me, Mom?
Yes, I'm referring
to you.
Yes, you
are. Holy shit, I didn't realize I was actually brought on, but, an interesting name. Well, Candy sounds nice to me.
Candy.
Word, I like that. Candy.
She's sweet. Yeah.
How
can I say? I'm just going off of what you're saying. You talking about she's sweet and all that. And then looking at you got that sweet face about you, like, well, Candy pops up in my head.
That's what's up.
Exactly. Everything about
you. She's a mean motherfucker when she wanna be.
And besides, shoot, every nigga likes a little bit of candy in their life.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Everybody has a sweet tooth, so I like that name, Candy.
Yes.
I don't know. I like Tina better. Tina is just...
Tina, come on now.
Tina, really?
No, not Tina. I said Tina.
Tina.
Tina. That's a pussy. Hell no.
Oh, Lord.
Name your pussy after my cousin. Fuck that. No.
If it's a person name.
I can't even look at my cousin Tina now. Tina? Oh, shit. Damn. No.
Whatever.
No. She said she's
going to give a nigga
Tina
a wrong thought every time they think of Tina.
Exactly. I want you to think of my pussy.
Somebody named Tina.
Think of, exactly. Think of my pussy every time. That's what I need. That's what I want.
Oh, see, now see, you set niggas up for failure right there.
So, what do you think about threesomes? Have you ever had a threesome before?
Honestly, no. I'm kind of nervous about that one.
Why?
Because, shoot, that's like putting a nigga with two different versions of steak in front of him, and that nigga know he likes steak, but god damn, which one he gonna start with? I drive myself crazy trying to figure out which one I want to start with.
That is true. I never thought about that. That is true. Like,
you know,
and you don't want them to feel some type of way because you didn't start with them first.
Yeah, because you know, because you must admit females are emotional creatures and they think about the average man ain't going to think about.
Well, you know what? How about you start with both?
Y'all going
no,
to...
No, you still got to touch. You still got to touch one person first. Before you
Over them touching you first, so it don't matter.
True indeed. But then on that same note, you got them females that's going to sit there. Why you get her more attention than you gave me?
Bitch.
Oh, hell
no.
Nah.
I feel you.
Yeah, how can I say I got the bad habit of seeming to run into them that damn, excuse my language, of labeling them monkeys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
What is a monkey?
They sit there, they cute and everything's all good at first, but then after a while, they stroke colors start coming out and they start throwing shit your way.
Wow. I'm a ball that, bro. We're going to spread that.
You know what? Hey, Jazzy.
What?
Are you related? Are you in relations to what he's talking about that topic?
What? As far as what? Throwing stuff?
As far as catching temper tantrums and all that.
No. But you know what? Like, I don't get upset, but I will give you the silent treatment. Like, all right, bitch. I got you. When you want some motherfucking pussy, the next time you laying in the bed, oh, you ain't gonna get it. Shit is gonna be locked now. Or I'm gonna just get my vibrator and play with myself right beside you, and you can't do nothing.
See, now that's right there that I be talking about.
The fuck you talking about? I ain't
gonna do nothing but piss me off right there. You sitting there getting it all warmed up, and I can't rev the motor. Oh, hell no.
Exactly.
If you in my bed, I don't give a damn what you say.
Well, shit, I'm the type of nigga, I'm going to sit there and go tit for tat with you. So when you start whipping out your vibrator and go do what you do, I'm going to whip out the goddamn lotion and go to stroking.
Damn.
You can't do that because then I'm going
to
be like, damn, he's so sexy. And then I'm
going to
give you some.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Payback for bitches.
I'm gonna have to go in the home or something. I can't control myself when I have somebody next to me and I'm attracted to them physically, mentally, and we're together. And you know, my pussy stay wet when I'm in a relationship. So I don't know. It's hard. It's really hard.
Can I touch on that right quick? Women say that shit.
Not to bring up an old phrase. So you basically trained to go, huh?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But how true is that statement? If I was your man, every day, 365, I stuck my finger in your pussy. Mine is the bloody day.
It's always wet.
I don't believe that.
I promise.
Talk
to my heart.
I really have to
change panties. That's why I don't really wear them. Because if I do wear them, I have to change them, like, every hour.
God dang, what in the hell?
Man, stop, man. Look, it's all like,
her mind being somewhere else, yo. Like, what?
I'm always thinking about sex, so I'm always wet. I'm always horny.
Oh, you ain't got no drones on. It rub on your side. You got to wash and fuck it out. What the fuck are you talking about? Talk to me. See, unrealistic. Unrealistic.
But you know what?
Like, right now,
you know,
I don't have
honest?
Any panties.
Damn.
I'm chilling.
Oh, she just free balling.
Exactly.
Hey, but see, this whole conversation with Jazzy got Sexy K quiet.
I'm here.
Hey, Sexy K.
Yeah.
Oh, girl did get quiet as hell, man.
because y'all supposed to leave her alone. Y'all can rub on me, but you can't touch her, okay? Rub
That's
on me, but you don't touch her.
We still love
okay?
Take the case.
But you know what? To be honest, not to get off topic or anything, you know what I'm saying? She's sticking to her vow, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Yeah, you can't do nothing but respect her.
Shut up.
No.
Shit.
Hey, I'm being real. Keeping it 100, you know?
Y'all know what I like?
What you like?
I like when a man can shut the fuck up sometimes and just eat my food.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, we also like the female, vice versa. We also like for them to be quiet, too, because a lot of them talk too much.
Yeah, that's when I speak my mind.
That's
true.
Alright, I'm bringing another caller in. Shut up. All y'all shut up. Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Are you afraid to talk to me?
Oh, never that.
Oh, you sound kind of good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here listening to y'all conversation. I see it's getting very heated.
Yes, it is. So, if you could name my pussy, what would you call it?
Well, by how you were describing it, I don't think no one gave it a name yet. I would say juicy.
Juicy?
Oh, I like that.
But you know what? Because everybody calls their pussy. Like, every woman wants to have a juicy.
Like,
juicy. You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't have to call
it
juicy
all,
because
yeah.
it's already, I mean... There.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Everybody call it juicy, but it's not really juicy. Juicy is never, no dryness whatsoever. Stay wet 24/7. Now, if it is that way, then you definitely need to keep it juicy.
Good point.
If
you're
stoking that pussy and it don't sound like you stirring up that damn macaroni and cheese or some shit like that.
Yeah, that macaroni and cheese. That macaroni and cheese, yo.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you will.
Sound like you stirring some macaroni and cheese, it ain't juicy.
Yeah.
That's your leg. He had to put the clutch and twist on that shit.
Nah, when I rub on mine, it sounds like water. It's like...
Put the mic to it. I'm gonna call your ass out. Put the mic to it and rub on. Stop playing. You know my pussy is under construction right now. Okay, my man, I forgot that the Nair incident. Y'all, I told y'all about my Nair accident.
Don't do that. Don't be ignorant on here. Okay.
I already passed by. My bad.
Whatever.
We got you next Wednesday though.
Next week, I'm gonna let y'all hear it, and I want y'all to let me know it doesn't sound.
Oh my lord!
Wow.
I'm gonna do it. Like, okay. There's no shame in my game. I am not ashamed. I'm very comfortable in my sexuality. I'm a woman, and I don't mind giving a man a little sneak preview.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very.
So. Exactly. I'm a pleaser.
I see that. I mean, over here with a hood.
That nice beaver.
So, I didn't even catch your name, the new guy that just came on with us.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Lamar.
Lamar?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever had a threesome?
Yeah. I have quite a few threesomes.
Ooh.
I'm still waiting on my actual first threesome with a sister, but my first threesome was with two snow bunnies.
OMG. So, hold on. Are you black?
That is what's up right there.
Are you black?
It is. Yeah, I'm black.
And you ain't. Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, the thing is like, I meet a lot of bisexual females, and I'm a type of person to where I like to take a lesbian, and they say they don't want a man no more, so I show them a good man, and we try to bring them back into the manly stage and whatnot, but
so you want to conquer, like, the women who don't want a man.
Yeah, because see, like, I was the type of person to where in college, my first time ever meeting a bisexual person was in college, and I actually had a female take my female, so that's it. Just
wow,
pissed me off
to
the point.
That's a bad bitch. You take my bitch.
Exactly.
Bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
Not to be rude, pardon my friend, but that was a bad bitch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but
friend, this
I mean,
is
you
when
know.
I like, go ahead. I'm being rude. I'm sorry.
You always rude.
Nah, I was like, you know, I just want to just, anyone that I can just change, then I'm changing all of them. And so far, you know, I had like a couple that I changed back, but it wasn't necessary.
So thick is good. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, they was complete lesbian, and after, it took like at least a couple months to a year, but they actually turned back into dating the opposite sex.
So how big is your dick?
That's big.
Say again.
I said how big is your dick? I need to know all these sizes.
Say what now?
How big is your dick?
Wow.
Well,
They stuttering.
It's little. It's okay.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I would say between 8 and 10.
You said, huh?
I would say between 8 and 10.
8 and 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Lamar. Yours is between 8 and 10 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, y'all got
next.
Hold on, I ain't gonna, y'all ain't gonna sit there and let me no scared ass niggas. Shit.
All you have to do is give me your phone.
Okay, let me be no scared ass nigga. Fuck that.
I don't play that. I'm gonna talk about it. I'll be about it. Give me a phone.
Hey, shit. But, hey, get it. You tell them about it. Oh, well, shit. You just make sure you telling them the truth so you can back your shit the fuck up.
Exactly.
A picture's worth 1,000 words.
OMG, I don't want a picture.
You don't want to know, because all I got to do is take a picture with a fucking ruler beside it. You do the math.
Oh, God.
Don't fuck with me.
He said,
take you know what I hate? I hate when you ask the guy, you're like, well, how big are you? Or they just want to send you a picture so they can act like it's big, and they have, like, a soda can next to it, and the soda can is longer than it's big, and it's like,
oh,
yeah.
He's trying to play me.
Why you
do that?
What? Oh, wow.
Adrian. You ain't seen somebody like that before.
Yes, I have seen somebody. Somebody sent me a picture of their little Peter Weeder, And
wow.
And it was like really little. Like, no, I told y'all about the time that I told y'all about the time I was having sex and with this guy. Well, we wasn't even having sex. He was on top of me, but his little penis, I mean, his penis was little. It was so little that I could.
Basically, that was your first time.
What?
You talking about your bad sex experience?
Yes. His penis was so little, like, all I had to do was take my index finger and my thumb and just rub it on there. That's it.
Wow.
I didn't have to use my whole hand.
But listen, that bullshit now.
I'm so serious. But then he's talking about gonna suck it. I said, suck what? like if I suck it, it might come off. I don't know. Then I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt because I was horny as hell. So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just not, you know, super duper hard. So I got it a little bit hard, and I was like, well, maybe if I get on top, it'll be able to go in. Hell no. I didn't even touch my clit. Like, that's how serious. I was like, really? For real.
Oh, wow. What were you doing fucking with a daddamn preteen?
No, he was older.
You know what?
He was in his mid-30s.
Yeah, she, oh, dang.
I was like, how did you even have kids? Like, come on. Like,
you ain't had no damn kids. Take two babies.
That nigga dragged off in the cut and sent it to a friend.
He somebody up on his back.
I was just like, oh, my gosh.
Look, this is for Jazzy and Sadie. When Sadie came married, she ain't got to worry about it. So, obviously, she's straight. She married the nigga. She ain't worry about this. What we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But this
mm-hmm.
is for something. It's for Jazzy. You meet a dude, you feel it, feel on him. We feel on y'all. You don't feel right. The package don't feel right. Don't fuck with him. Stop. Y'all was killing me.
Listen.
And be nice to the dude. Won't touch him. Oh, he's so cute. He ain't get him naked. Oh, what the fuck? Don't.
Exactly.
Feel on him beforehand. If a nigga
no, I got a question. As in, what's her name, Lady K? I got a question, a very good question for her.
Okay.
Have you ever lied to a nigga and told him he was packing when he wasn't?
Hell no. I don't lie about shit like that. There's no way I can fake it. There's no way I can pretend that it's bigger than what it is. Like, as soon as I look at it, you'll see my face and he's like, damn, I fucked up.
Oh, shit.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for the female. When I first called in and whatnot, I heard y'all talking about threesome, but I only hear about threesome with the two females and the guys. Have y'all females ever got a threesome with two guys and just one of y'all?
I don't even call that a threesome.
It's called tag team.
I define that as a train. No. That's a train. That's a threesome. A threesome would be two girls and a guy, or all girls, or if you're gay, all guys.
Oh, hell no. No, hell no.
That's
no.
A threesome.
You don't even talk like that, Jazz. You stop that bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Hold
up. Wait a minute, man. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I'm just answering the question.
I don't condone. Just listen to what I'm saying. To each his own,
mm-hmm.
but I don't condone. Take it how you want it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm going to bring another call.
You know what, Jazzy?
Hold on. What?
Since you're talking about bad experiences, have you ever experienced a guy that basically was going to have sex with you, and when you went down to suck it or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was like, oh, okay, like, what is the smell like? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, my God,
odor,
shut up.
Like,
that happened to me. Oh, my God.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
No, it did. Oh, my God. It was, I felt like I almost threw up. Like, that's how serious it was. I was like, what the fuck?
Now, man.
So you ain't washed your ass before you came over here. Really?
I don't understand that.
Exactly. All y'all gotta do is lift up y'all balls and wash it. That's it.
Okay, but you know what, Jazzy? We ain't just talking about us. We talking about y'all too. Because it be some of the girls out there that be smelling like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it be some girls. Trust me, I've eaten some pussy and it was not right. I was like,
Wait a minute.
No, I'm not saying I ate it. I'm just saying like I was going to eat it and it just smelled like. So that it's not smelling stank, because that's the reason why it's stank down there.
So what you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me if it smell like doggone what 3 day old fish? You mean to tell me her pH balance off?
That's
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Nah, that's clean. That might be a yeast infection.
If she's not washing on a regular basis,
herself
right.
Yeah,
exactly. But
somebody not wearing cotton gloves.
Or she
or she fucking pulling up her panties and then not
wiping it. That's what that is.
Hold on.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all, damn, y'all got me fucked up.
You know what? If a female come over to my crib, you know what I'm saying, and she smell like 3-day-old fish, and she already naked, so to be honest with you, she gonna go back out with her clothes in her hand and gonna be butt ass naked on the side of the street. straight like that. Ain't no. My house ain't about to smell like no 3-day-old fish. That ain't about to go down like that.
Now, and it's like a STD too. If you have an STD, you can smell like that. Yeah, it'll smell.
But you'll be able to tell, like, you know what I mean? Like, if your shit just is like overpowering, like, you need to fix that.
Yeah, I would like to do a public service announcement. Ladies, please, if you work out and you're going to do something where there's going to be a lot of sweat involved, please do not wear a coat. Because now you got the attitude going straight to the point. Please.
You stupid.
That is one time that a man will allow you to wear the great panties. You know what I'm saying? Where some kind of is going to suck up kind of attitude to get to the point.
This
announcement is done. Thank you very much. That's 100. You have a street for that one, though, but that's 100.
You know what? We're going to take a quick break.
We're taking no break. It's on now.
Yes, we are.
Break.
We're taking a break. And we're going to go into our relaxation, stimulation, conversation.
How you going to go from talking about smelly pussy to relaxation? That shit ain't right.
Oh, damn. Don't relax too much, though. Don't do that. Don't put me on blast like that, okay? Well, Jazzy, don't
I
get
love y'all,
relaxed,
but I won't hang up on y'all motherfuckers.
Hey,
what? Straight up. For real. All right, we're going to take a quick break. As I get all these motherfuckers off my damn live thing, you know, we're gonna take a break. We're going to the relaxation, conversation, stimulation, and all that other good stuff. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I wonder if you can imagine being someplace nice like this, being with someone, feeling the warmth of their body against yours, against yours, knowing you are safe and warm and comfortable. Maybe you can remember a time like that and let your mind go back to that time. Remember those feelings of comfort and calm. And peaceful. I would like you to take a deep breath now, and then just let it out. And settle yourself comfortably. Let your head relax, your neck relax. Take another deep breath and let it out. That's right. And now let your shoulders relax, your arms loose and flappy. Let your tummy relax. One last breath. And let go. Just allow that feeling of relaxation to spread all the way through your body. That's right. And your body will respond at exactly the right speed. Everything you are feeling right now, the way it should be. You are going to be taken on a journey, a fantasy journey, into sensual pleasure. You are going to enjoy being with your man or your woman, the secret pleasures of their body, you are going to experience all the sensations you have dreamt of. You are going to be in a place where everything is possible, where there are no boundaries, no limits. A place where you are free to be what you want to be, to fail what you want to fail, to open your mind to new things, to open your body, to prepare for new sexual pleasure. So close your eyes now. Let a voice guide you to easily, to smoothly, gently, caressingly, to a state of submission. Submission to unlimited pleasure. Pleasure you deserve to have. So loosen any restrictive clothing, belt, or things like that. Take off your shoes if you want. Take any objects out of your pocket. Anything that might make you feel uncomfortable. Just get yourself settled and comfortable. And relax. And make it.
Tell All Radio Live. Radio Live.
Let's get naked. Come on, come on, baby, turn the lights on. Let's get naked.
All Radio Live. Radio Live.
All right, guys, we're going to jump back into the conversation. That's my song, Naked by Marcus Houston. Sexy K, what you up to? What you doing? You good? You ready? No, I'm just here. You're just here. I'm going to bring back, you know, the rest of the people, Jay Leno. Jay Leno, what you doing? You naked? Jay, I know he hear me talking to him. That's alright. We're gonna bring back Prime Time. Prime Time. You naked?
No, I ain't. No, I'm in public. I can't be doing that. Nah, not in public.
Oh, you're in public. Okay.
Yo.
I got you. Jay, what happened to you, dude? I was calling you. I got up.
I thought it was three.
You want me to cuss you out live? I mean, what you do? Huh?
I cuss. Do you?
We're going to bring back in the other people we have. Lamar, shut up. I'm gonna need whoever is doing something. Lamar, what's popping with you? Are you on? Can you hear me? You listening?
Might have to break out. Never know.
Yeah, I'm about to.
What in the world?
Look. Hey, what's up?
Hey,
I'm fucking up, y'all. I'm fucking up. What's popping?
Ah, shit.
How are you? You good? You straight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I'm fit. Y'all would be.
If I was there, you would be naked.
Oh, hell yeah. Both of us will be.
How you know I want to be naked?
Shit, you were playing naked. Shit, you must want to get naked.
Nah, that don't mean I
want to
be naked.
All women like to be
Jay,
naked.
I know you don't got me on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Next week.
I'm serious.
Oh, you don't like your voice? I love your voice.
No, I'm saying no. When you go back and listen, you can hear it. Like, that shit is not what's good. Like, I don't want that. So don't ever put us on speakerphone ever again.
Ah, shit. Okay, for the night, you get your way because it's your show.
I'm gonna get my way every time. This is a fucking.
No.
This is my.
This is not
whole
a dictatorship.
World.
You have no
this
dick.
This is Jasmine's world, okay?
This is my dictatorship.
I don't care. I don't care. What does that mean? You have the dick. What does that mean?
That means a lot of dick doesn't start to get on. Remember that.
I don't care. But I'll let you know what. If I kick it, it won't be hard. Goddamn, boy.
You won't kick it. My dick will be so hard. Kick my shit. It's going to bend back
whatever.
Your big toe. Stop playing.
Whatever. You know what? Pussy should run the world because we have so many things that go through our life. We go through so much.
Y'all allow yourselves to go through so much.
No.
Thank you. Preach, brother.
Okay, so having babies, reproducing.
You can fall in
the
for
world.
That one. You can fall in for that one.
Hey,
Jasmine, look, man.
What? I don't need you to say nothing.
Women,
I don't need you.
Women can never, ever win a world. Do you see how a man is built? A man got big shoulders for a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's good to take on the best that the inside for and the real. Women ain't good for that. You know what I'm saying? Hang that shit up.
No.
Shit, we all going to die.
Pussy ran away. I don't even believe that because there's more. There's women out here who are bigger
y'all,
than
y'all, y'all too emotional to try to run the world.
You're right, though. I will agree with that. We are definitely overly emotional.
Hey, shit. All y'all I got to do is just look at another representative from a country. I don't like that bitch right there. Nuke.
I don't like that bitch.
Thanks.
I don't like that bitch.
Oh, my God. Who is that?
All them bitches.
Okay, shut up. Who is making all that damn noise?
What noise?
All right, it's not noisy anymore. Okay, go ahead. Talk.
What's wrong with your ears tonight?
There's nothing wrong with my damn ears. I can hear just fine.
They're little. They too damn little, but they so cute.
What?
How you want to run the world? You can't even control your damn talk show.
I can control that. I can hang up on all y'all motherfuckers and it'll be controlled.
Look, stop that.
Hey, don't hang up on me now. Don't hang up on me. I ain't done nothing wrong.
That's the
hating
shit, though.
See, that's that monkey shit I was talking about, man.
Put the X on every motherfucker on this damn phone. Don't play with me.
No.
Hey, look, man.
I'm
going to tell you right now, Jeff. You hang up on me.
What?
I'm going
to
go ahead and go to the next room, put this meat on sexy cage, so she ain't going to be on here. Show me.
Oh,
whatever.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whatever. They too much male dominance right now. There's only two females.
Let me tell y'all something. I don't care. At the end of the day, my pussy run this. At the end of the day. So, if you want to do all that extra shit, Jay, Leno.
Yeah.
And you still got me on speaker. I'm going to fuck the shit out of your ass.
I know
where you stay at. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
She talking about I know where you stay at.
What's good? Exactly. I'm here right now. Get in the coupe, photo, truck, whatever.
Hell no. I'm not about to do that.
All right, then.
Uh-oh.
Fuck up with that bullshit.
You know I can't. Okay, you talking all that shit because you know I can't see at nighttime. But in the morning, don't make me drive over there.
You can't see.
That's already an easy bit. She dances around. Where I'm at? Can you see me? Yeah.
No, for real. Like, I was over there the other day, and it was dark. I couldn't really see. I was in the wrong lane. Like, I was like, oh, hell no.
Oh, shit.
I can't
be
out here.
Damn.
No, my eyes are going bad, y'all. My eyes going bad. That's what it is.
Don't even ask how old she is, y'all, to fall out. How you going bad and you that young? Your eyes is young eyes. Stop playing.
Hey, Jay.
I have an old soul.
Hey, what is it? You can't do that. You can't do that.
You can't do that. You sneak up on her like a burglar. You can't get shit.
You shut up. I can see you when you come up close, but I can't see you when you're far away.
Why are you telling your weaknesses? And you want to run the country.
That's not a weakness. That's not a weakness.
It is a weakness.
No, it's not.
All motherfuckers got to do is stand at a distance and talk shit. You ain't going to be able to put their hands on them.
I'm talking about when I'm driving. I'm not talking about if I'm, like, walking around, I can see. But when I'm driving,
sure?
Oh, hell no. It's horrible.
You might need to escape.
Y'all might
want to
get out the
road. I will. I know now. Thank you. Heads up. I appreciate that. I appreciate you telling me that bullshit.
Anyway, I want to jump into a different conversation.
What's good?
I want to talk about male penises. Like, I want to know how are they supposed to look for real, for real?
Huh?
What the fuck?
I'm just saying, because I've seen a lot of different looks. Some of them didn't look too good.
Your meat look how it's supposed to look. Each meat is different looking, just like every person is different.
No meat is the same. unless you got a twin.
But and it's not supposed to be nothing on it, right? It's just supposed to be smooth.
Mm. It depends on the nigga. Oh, it could be veiny,
it could be smooth, it could be whatever.
Nigga get hard and you don't see a vein, and some niggas got veins everywhere. What you want?
But I'm saying, like, even if it's not like hard and it's all lumpy.
What do you mean all lumpy?
Like,
somebody
like
they said,
look at
that nigga with a mashed potato dick or some shit.
What do you got,
like? Hey, hold on. I'm gonna ask you this quick question. Jazzy, did you pop a mile before the show? I'm just wondering. Because you acting slow. So I know something's wrong with you right now.
She said, lumpy.
Look, okay, damn, we got to jump
I'm
on that now. Something wrong with you? Something seriously wrong with her tonight. You should be.
What did you smoke before you started this show?
No,
I'm
sick. When I'm sick, I'm extra silly. Thanks.
She said,
"Nah, I think somebody been chatting with
grandpa's mother." No. I'm hot. I feel like I done popped the Molly. It's fucking hot. Shit.
Uh oh, she up there sweating.
No, I think
pop the Molly.
That's what happens when I talk about sex. I start having symptoms and different.
Uh oh, she getting fired up.
A sexual fever. Okay.
Exactly.
Salmonella.
Damn, that nigga said salmonella.
That's funny. You laughing?
Yes, I am. Do something. Oh, what are they talking that shit? You ain't nothing but 4'2". The fuck? Oh, no.
I'm taller than 4'2". Thank you very much.
No. Okay, 4'6".
Shut up.
But you are cute. Like, mm-hmm. I swear to God.
Whatever.
Oh, my. You really that short?
Nah, she 4'8".
I am 5'1", so you can kiss my ass.
Wow. You're tiny.
No.
Let me tell y'all something. That's one thing I'm not gonna fucking tolerate right now is y'all talking about my goddamn height. So I'm gonna need y'all to shut it up.
See, for real too. I'm quick joking because she do know where I live.
Serious.
She might shoot me.
I'm very sensitive. Okay, because I thought I was 5'2", and then I went to the doctor and the doctor was like, "No, boo, you're 5'1", and I was hurt. So
yeah, that would hurt somebody's feelings.
She lost an inch. Now, like I told her, when she told me that, if a nigga thought he was 12 inches, then he went to the doctor and said, "No, you 9. Somebody lost 3. And he's talking this shit to these women. How you going to say, "Well, baby, the doctor said I'm just 9. You supposed to be 12. I'm looking for 12.
Listen, boy. Look up, man. You got 12 inches of dick. Only thing you doing right now is going fishing.
You know what?
Any bra that's willing to allow something like 12 inches in them ain't going. 12
inches ain't going in you, bro. 12 inches ain't going
in. 12 inches is not touching me. You're not even going to put it on my clit or nothing. Don't even do that.
Crazy as hell.
You can't get 12 inches in there anyway. At the most, you'll get about 7 inches in there.
I doubt that. No, I'm
horrible.
I can't even.
Nah, the vaginal canal is not that long, brother. You're not getting 12 inches of meat anywhere near.
I'm talking about 12. She said 7.
Like,
I'm not even getting 7 in there. I get about maybe 3 or 4. That's about
what
it.
The fuck? 3 or 4.
What
she done make me fuck you with half that dick?
Yep. All I need is half of it. I don't even need it to go all the way in there. That shit hurts. I'm telling y'all, that shit is uncomfortable.
Just put the head in.
That was supposed to be
stay
wet.
It's so uncomfortable.
Stay wet.
No. Pineapple.
The lubricant in the pussy supposed to allow more dick to penetrate.
It'll go in there, but that shit hurts.
It's going to go in. It's supposed to hurt. Pleasure,
no,
pain.
I'm not
pain
good with pain. That's the thing.
That's why you're supposed to take your time, take it easy with it.
No, hell no.
Just let that nigga easy, just ram that motherfucker.
I don't care how easy you go, it's still going to hurt me.
No, no, no. Let me holler at Pimpin. You cannot take it easy on some of these women.
Some of them you can't do that. My pussy, I can handle that. Them the ones you break them down to the kneecap. Oh yeah, fuck them up. Them the ones you bottle the fuck up and give them power drive. I'm gonna tell you right now, I can't handle it. I'm just throwing that out there. Listen, you killing me, Jay-Z. Excuse how I say this, you will be fun to break.
But listen, this is what's killing me with her. She's this is a sex show, and you telling us you can't handle rough.
She take, but hold on.
But you know what? But the thing is, like I told y'all last week, I like rough sex, but I can't quit rough sex.
That's just
an
oxymoron. That's just ridiculous.
I know. I'm just
kidding.
Yeah. That's what it is.
So basically, you want a nigga to sit there and try to beat it up, but then that's only for about four, five strokes, and then you throwing your hands in the way, trying to close your legs, running and all that.
Exactly.
Like I said, yeah, you'll be fun to break in.
Whatever.
Exactly.
Nobody
like
will ever be able to break me.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. Okay, you just ain't made the right one.
Shit.
Never.
Talk to him.
Never.
Okay.
All right.
The man who breaks me will be my husband. He will be the only man I will have sex with.
So whatever the nigga
ever
breaks you, you got to marry his ass. How about that?
Yes, I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he breaks me, like, I'm going to want it all the time.
You want it all the time anyway. What the fuck?
I'm saying, like, from him. I'm going to be addicted to that feeling.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You make me not want to sleep with other guys.
Oh, so basically you saying you're going to get hypnotized.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably.
You gonna stand in front of her and just be shaking it side to side. You want this?
I'ma just like while he's sleeping, I'ma just like talk to it. Be like,
oh God,
that's the sex you did.
Like
damn,
I love you, yo. Like,
I don't even know how I would react to wake up to a female talking to my dude.
Believe in your wall. Just say I love you. Don't say I love you, yo. Leave it your own. It's the love.
I'll be kissing it and everything. Like, oh. Hey, my little baby, you're up. Are you ready?
Okay. Why you talking? She don't like she won't that much in her. So okay, when you doing your what do you call it? Your bobblehead. You want to get pink hair if it's a nice size penis? Cause I like.
Well,
I'm
you know what? I don't really have a lot of experience with that. I'm still kind of learning.
Oh,
how
so you
to
still got a gag reflex.
Yes. And I don't want to throw. I've thrown up on somebody before, like, because they call themselves trying to push me down. I was like, no. Like, don't do that. You just messed up the move. Like, I'm done now.
That shit, that'll mess up the move. Me too, you just up all over my shit.
When you get into it, that's just a natural reflex. Grip the back of the ear.
No.
I got some
music
for you. Come on. Get the
no, bro, you must admit, there's a difference between gripping and forcing.
Exactly.
Now, I do a little bit of both. That's just me.
I bet
shit
you
talk is force,
I bet.
Regular chicks grip. Shit talk, I'm forcing. Come on, you talking that shit.
Oh,
shit like that.
Mm-mm. I can't fuck with you like that.
Well, shit, honestly, I like
for
a female with that gag reflex to sit there and go they living and get that I like that. Yeah, bitch. Do that.
I bet. Dude, I don't know. Why is it that y'all like to hear a woman gag? What is the issue with that?
That's sexy because.
How is that sexy? She doesn't even look sexy doing it.
Because.
Like, I watch, let me tell you, I watch pornos. And I look at these girls. And they gag on the dick or whatever. They,
listen,
you know.
I'm going to tell you how I have sex.
It just looks retarded. Like, I don't like
it.
It's not sexy.
I'm going to tell you why it's sexy. Because you got to understand. No man, unless like when you first get into your sexual shit, you don't know what nobody else got size wise. You don't know if you the biggest dick she ever had till you hear her gag.
Exactly.
You know you nice. You know you nice and she gagging. She sucked your dick and just.
You know you twinkling with a little something and she gagging.
Yeah, she gagging.
I have a whole great deal, but you gotta know to make her gag.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Real shit.
For real.
And then when she just gag and look at you and jump back, hold it.
Oh, especially if she's sitting there and look at with them big wide eyes after that gag. Oh,
like
boy.
Deer. Like deer's caught in the headlights.
Corn.
I was wondering why y'all always be like, gag on that dick. I'm like, why would you want me to gag on your dick? Like, I don't.
That nigga know. Why would something shit? You know, good word. If you know for yourself, you sit there and you giving a nigga some cranium, and you can sit there and take everything in your mind. That nigga is little as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My baby.
Jasmine, Jazzy, admit it. You going to look at that nigga like, hold on. Something wrong.
No,
she
going to
go
there because
she knows she got it fucked up. He fucked up.
Definitely.
If you take all his shit and don't even gag, he fucked up. He happy.
No.
Or you got a lot of practice.
Yeah.
Or you have a lot of practice.
Females that got a deep throat now.
Well, yeah, but then, how can I say, but you can... Fellas, you know for yourself, you can sense when a female gets to that damn part where she going to have to open up her throat to accept everything.
Oh, my God. Like, how does that work?
You going to feel her
like,
open up her throat.
Like, automatically? Like, what happens?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's automatic.
They done practiced for so long, it became automatic.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying, but what if you're doing this for the first time? Like, how do you control that?
Don't get me wrong, I ain't never sucked the dick before.
But I'm saying y'all had chicks. I feel like this. If y'all want a chick to suck on your little penis, then y'all need to know how to teach her how to suck on your penis. You can't just say,
that's
what
a hand grab is so important. Like when she try to come off the dick, no, stay there, wet it up. More spit. More
I like for you, I don't
spit,
know. With me
spit.
Personally,
watch
I like
spit.
For you to
slide
tell me what you want me to do.
Make sure you use your
you
lips, your
me.
Tongues, and make sure you make it plenty moist.
Yeah, because your mouth is
listen, one thing I cannot stand when y'all be wanting us to slobber all over y'all dick. Like, that is disgusting.
You ain't gotta make it all nasty, slobbery, because
honestly,
my thing is, when a female sit there, she finna suck at my dick, I'm going to put my dick in my hand, and I'm going to be ready to put it in. And if I put my dick in my hand, and I feel like I just got through playing and goddamn, I don't know, mud or whatever the bumblefuck, something wrong, that's too much.
No,
like,
it's never too much.
You remember
it's
them old
much.
School...
Never.
Matter of fact, you remember them old school ice pops y'all you used to get when you were little? Them little single pieces sometimes that come in one?
Mm-hmm.
Get
mm-hmm.
one of them in practice.
No, it's not the same. I hate when people say that. It's not the same.
No,
don't say that.
It's not the same, but the technique is the same.
Well, if that's the case, I know how to do it.
The principles to the technique is the same because you don't necessarily have to swallow everything. Every man don't want you to swallow everything because, shit, again, that fucks with his mental. Hold on, this broad done swallowed the whole 9 yards. What in the fuck she did? Learn that from her. Hold on, am I working with something? Don't go for the whole 9 yards to cook the grog.
They're freaking later.
What's your way? Yeah.
And again, if you know you ain't never going to see her no more, you might as well give her the business. So every time she think about that city, we should go through it. Damn,
because I've learned the hard way and I've been taught. That shit, you don't give the business to every motherfucking female because, shit, you fuck around and give the business to the wrong ones. You subject to drive the motherfuckers
crazy.
Daddy.
Exactly.
And you got an issue you can't deal with.
That's a hazardous job.
No, that ain't hazardous the job. No, hold on. There's a difference. There's a difference between laying pipe and laying wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
Laying pipe, you stoking out. Okay, yeah, she liking it. She getting hers. You get yours. But when you laying wood, that's when you hear that.
really
is. Like that?
It's, That's when you hear flint slap together. That's when you hear that them juices falling. That's when you get loud and uncontrollable. That's laying wood.
That's true.
See,
you know what I like, though? I like for a dude to, like, talk to me while we're fucking. Like, I want you to tell me, I don't know, something nasty. Like, I'm nasty, so I want to hear some nasty shit. It just turns me on. It makes my pussy wetter.
So, hold on. Like, what type of nasty shit? Because I've heard some motherfuckers be like,
not like, not like... Not like shit on my face. Like,
hey, girl, I'm about to stick my dick in your ear if you hear me coming. That's what she wants, some shit like that.
What? Oh, hell no. You not sticking your dick in my ear. Oh, no.
Pineapple.
No, I'm just saying, like, I like for him to, like, call me a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, just be...
Basically,
you
talk
you
shit.
Be happy. You get
know, like,
this mother calling you a nasty, freaky bitch. That'll turn you on.
Yes.
Why is that the only time black female allowed?
You can call a woman a bitch.
Exactly.
That's the only time they allow that. Other than that, they get
nasty. Because it makes our pussy wetter. I don't really care.
So how come
y'all
it don't make
your
pussy wet when he call you a bitch when y'all ain't fucking?
I don't get upset and yell and scream about that shit because sometimes I am a bitch. Like, I'm not afraid to admit that. Like, I can be a bitch.
You are.
You know, it is what it is.
What it
like,
is.
I can't really
Sexy
answer
K,
that. I don't.
Do you agree with Jazzy?
Sexy K does not agree with me when I say that.
She don't want to be called a bitch at all.
No, she doesn't like
okay.
it.
But shit, that's just like, my thing is, I view the term bitch the same way people view the term nigga now. It's okay y'all look at it like it's okay for y'all females to say, call each other bitches back and forth in the street. But soon, as a man come out and say bitch, oh no, the fuck he didn't.
Man, she ready to go to his ass.
You got me fucked up.
That's the line.
I say thank you. Like, I've had dudes call me, they like try to holler at me, and I don't pay them no attention. And they're like, well, whatever, you ugly bitch. And I'm like, well, thanks. I wasn't so
now,
ugly.
Now, see, that's
them
damn goofball ass
now.
Niggas right there. They done got in their feelings
exactly.
because
that's
they can't take rejection.
If you holler at somebody and you can't get them, not a bitch. That's corny to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
that's stupid. That's backward as fuck
like
to me, honestly. And truthfully, shit. If she turn you down, oh well, keep it moving. Your loss.
They won't put
exactly.
in the scene.
That's exactly how I look at it. Oh well, your loss.
It's funny because like this guy hit me up on one of my pages or whatever, and he sent me a nice little poem, which was cute. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, and I sent him a little smiley face, and he was like, well. That I'm a little disappointed. All I get is a smiley face, and I put my feelings out there. I said, dude, like, you don't even know me. So
now, see, again, that's
really
a sucker for love
matter.
Type nigga. That's a warning sign. Stalker, crazy, issues.
She already got one of them.
Then you're talking about, well, I know if it was some dude who was being disrespectful, you would have said more than a smiley face. I said, no, I wouldn't have even responded. So you better be lucky you got that damn smiley face now. Goodbye. Like,
wait,
hold on.
What you
going to
try
to be sweet
and
then
bro. A number? A naked picture? What the fuck? Equate the poem. Nigga,
that's what I'm talking about.
High school poem, you wrote for 20 bitches, and you said, wait, I'm going to see
exactly.
The word. Now that I'm older. Bam. Oh, smiley face.
Like, you didn't take your time out to write that shit. You had that shit.
Sound like old that once the kid. Bitches like smiley faces.
What the fuck is going on tonight? Y'all wild. Keep winning tonight.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you guys because I really wasn't feeling good at all tonight. But y'all definitely made me feel a little bit better.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So I definitely appreciate y'all. Even though y'all was talking shit earlier. But we'll get back to that at another time.
It's a man's world.
It won't be nothing without a woman. So shut the fuck
right.
up.
It will be nothing without a woman.
You know what? If I could hit up, I don't know, Mary or somebody, I'd be like, Mary, listen, don't give birth to Jesus.
Y'all don't understand because y'all don't understand that we gave birth to y'all, okay? No, it don't.
No,
the fuck it
I
don't.
I mean, I can see what a female
man runs
from
the
today.
World.
I don't see
girl
how all y'all can go through a baby inside y'all, kicking and moving. I mean, when my little girl was conceived and whatnot, and I had my hand on my wife's stomach, I couldn't even stand to feel her stomach move like that, so... I must commend females on even doing that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
It hurt.
Don't get me wrong. I ain't saying that shit that y'all don't deserve y'all proximate, but still, that don't mean every time a nigga turn around.
I'm not saying, you know, bow down to me, you know,
yeah,
I'm your master or nothing like that. I'm saying, like, y'all don't appreciate the fact that we go through a lot of shit.
Look, Jazzy, I love the word woman. R. Kelly
shut
song.
Up.
I wrote it for
shut up, Jay. Shut up, Jay.
I love the word woman.
That nigga
did. Shut up. Shut up, Jay.
No,
shut
my
up.
Thing is,
I
like,
appreciate you.
Up.
I appreciate my sister, my little nieces, my cousins, grandma, R.I.P. You know what I'm saying? The ladies I work with that make me lift shit for when they know they can't lift 40 pounds, but they still want to keep the job. I still appreciate
you know
them.
What?
I got them. I got them.
All
right. I love women.
It's that time. And Jay is being retarded, so I'm going to cut him off. It's time to get the fuck out of here. I appreciate you guys. Love you guys very, very, very much.
No
definitely
problem.
Make sure y'all
anytime.
Come back and
anytime.
Kick it with me again every Wednesday because it goes out every Wednesday. I'm always here. I'm always kicking it. We always talking about fucking. So, yeah. It's Tell All Radio, all about sex. So make sure you guys come back every Wednesday, like I said, kick it with us. I'm your girl, Princess Jazzy, your host, your baby mama, your fantasy, your everything, whatever you want to call me, that's what I am. Come back and kick it with me next week. And yeah, that's about it. So we'll see y'all next week. And I will holler.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live. What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So, just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Every Wednesday night, Tell All Radio. You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio Tell Live. All.